tómate esta botella conmigo. En el último trago nos vamos. Quiero ver a qué sabe tu olvido, sin poner en mis ojos tus manos. Esta noche no voy a rogarte, esta noche te vas de veras. Qué difícil tratar de olvidarte sin sentir que tú ya no me quieras. Nada me han enseñado los años, siempre caigo en los mismos errores. Otra vez a brindar con extraños y a llorar por los mismos dolores. Tómate esta botella conmigo, en el último trago me besas. Esperamos que no haya testigos, por si acaso te diera vergüenza.
What is it like for you, who grew up in Mallorca, right? Mm-hmm. To record songs that have to do with the spirit that is very much the spirit of Chabela Vargas, and particularly a Mexican spirit. I'm talking specifically about those rancheras that you selected for the album.
Well, actually, I think that we got something in common in the region, because Chabela knows a lot about the loneliness. And I was growing in Mallorca in a little island where we were the unique black family all around. So I was always the unique black girl in the cinema, the unique black girl in my classroom, the unique black girl in the gym, you know. And that was, lonely feeling constantly, you know, for me. Because I didn't have no reference on the TV or in the artistic world around, you know, the island. Because it was any black man or girl working around.
Sin estrellas, cuando al irte me dejaste tanta pena y tanto mal. Soledad, desde el día en que te fuiste, en el pueblo solo existe un silencio conventual. Soledad, los arroyos están secos y en las calles hay mil que te gritan sin cesar. Soledad, vuelve ya a quitar con tus canciones para siempre los crespones que ensordecen mi solar.
Was the first time that you heard a Mexican ranchera?
When I was a little girl, because my dad left when I was 9 years old, and my mom used to listen a lot to José Alfredo, to Maestro José Alfredo, and to Chabela, and you know, to just take care about his sadness.
What were your earliest memories of hearing a ranchera? What was the feeling when you heard José Alfredo Jiménez or Chabela Vargas?
Well, I was, to me it was so boring. because I didn't know about the sadness of love. You know, I didn't know nothing about love. I was like, you know, like an animal. I was in the street all day, you know, like hanging, and I was so bad girl. I was a bad girl. I remember that when I was a little girl. Oh, gracias, humana. My music was like rock and heavy metal, and you know.
So
I remember that. I understand my first song went, my first ranchera, and it was Volver. And it was when my first boyfriend left me.
Este amor apasionado que anda todo alborotado por volver. Voy camino a la locura y aunque todo me tortura, sé querer. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento de volver. Tú tenías mucha razón. Me hace daño el corazón y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver, volver. A tus brazos otra vez. Yo sé perder. Quiero volver, volver, volver.
In the previous record, you wrote, if I remember correctly, one ranchera yourself called Miénteme Bien. Isn't that right?
Yeah, because there's some nights that I'm rather to hear a lie than I sleep alone.
Mm.
I think that you can tell me the truth of the day after.
It was as if somebody wrote the song for you in a special, you know, for a special reason. And yet you wrote it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did write that song. But, you know, I think that from an artist, normally you see what the record company play in the record. You never see all what he do. You understand?
Hmm.
I mean, we cannot see. I mean, it's very difficult to see all the I don't know how to say that in English.
Say it in Spanish, and we'll translate it.
I mean, es muy difícil conocer la obra de un artista. Solo se conoce lo que se publica.
Yeah, it's hard to know the work of an artist. You only know what's published.
Correct. You know. But I've been working with rancheras all my life, from when I was a teenager. Another way, ranchera is a thing from come and go. It's like Mexico has been a really generous country with the music, you know. Another way is it's like they are big teachers. They know how to sing the pain, and they know how to sing the cries with elegance. It's like they are not scared to sing the truth of what they're feeling. You know, like in some European styles, it's like you are in pain, but it's like nobody have to know that, because you have to look like you are so much beautiful even when you are crying. You know, it's like I'm here behind the amazing sky, and the clouds are crying because you left, and he's like, "Hey, what are you talking about?" I mean, first time I heard a lyrics from José Alfredo, it was like the idea of the puro macho is real, because the puro macho know how to cry, know how to show that he's crying and he's sad, you know, but he's still on his feet, you know. And this is not the structure of the songs here, you know. Is there when I see the connection of the flamenco and the Mexican music and the blues?
Si tú me mientes, susurrando a fuego lento, justo aquí, bien pegadita a mi boca, no sabré si golpearte con mis pechos o si dejarme arrastrar noche abajo de nuevo hacia otra madrugada. Reconozco que me enloquecen tus carnes. Reconoce que te enamoran las mías. Así que si me mientes, casi dentro de mi boca te regalo resto de mis días. Y es que hay mentiras que sientan tan bien, que parecen verdades ocultas, con secretos que noches más tremendas y más oscuras. Así que si me mientes, miénteme bien, porque hoy quiero engañar. Acabo amaneciendo triste y sola.
Sing José Alfredo songs, or, you know, all those amazing composers from this record. To sing these songs, it hurts, you know. It hurts. And it hurts because it makes you open some doors from your past, from your memories. And I was so comfortable in my victim paper, you understand? To me it was so easy to be the victim of my memories, you know. But to sing Chavela is like I have to recognize that I wasn't that victim. You know. I wasn't that victim. I mean, it's like la víctima no era tan víctima y el culpable no era tan culpable. You understand?
I do. There is one song that, well, several songs, but one in particular that I was listening on the way to the studio. It's called Cruz de Olvido.
Yeah.
And here's a song that I find myself singing in the car with you. And the difference in singing it in the traditional ranchera style versus singing it in the arrangement that Chucho Valdez did in your delivery, it was like I was happy to cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a joyful sorrow.
Yeah. You know what happened? That it's time to change our concept of loneliness, and there is a time to change our old and ugly concept from the, how do you say that in English? Desamor.
That's a tough one. On love.
You understand? Because we see from the loneliness that it's like a big monster who's here to eat us. And it's the unique way to that be under construction without the influence of other things, you know, and other persons. All the way, we have to respect, to blame, and to take care of our loneliness, because we're always going to be with the company of ourselves, you know. And other ways, the unlove is the unique way to back to love yourself again.
Difficult to choose songs for this record?
No, it wasn't difficult at all, because the repertoire of Chabela is something magic. It's like she's been all her life recording the same album. It's something magic. It's like she was giving herself another opportunity from the same fears, you know. It's like, wow, it's amazing. If you have all the repertoire of Chabela, it's like around 20-30 songs, and it's been all the life recording and singing the same songs. So this repertoire is being chosen already.
Perhaps selecting José Alfredo might have been a bit difficult, no?
Oh, yeah,
because he has so many good songs.
Definitely. And other ways is because José Alfredo has got some poems that I can't go through. I can't go through at the moment because it's too much. I mean, it's like, I don't want to open those rooms, you know. Not at the moment. I'm not ready for that.
But you will.
Definitely. Sure. I'm not ready, but I'm not scared.
Yo moriré de hastío.
Y cuéntanos, ¿cómo ha sido este tributo a Chabela? ¿Cómo lo ha recibido? Tell us how she's received this tribute.
Oh, it was so fun because she, we sent her the CD, and after hearing it, she was writing to me a poem, and she was calling me Passion. She was so happy, and she was like, we got a lot of job this year, baby. She was telling to me that we get a lot of job, you know. We have to work a lot. And she was telling me something that makes me feel like a really special someone. You know what? I think that we have to learn words and things to bless the others. She was telling me something that I'm going to say to a lot of people, and now I'm going to tell it to you because I think that, I don't know why, I'm going to tell it to you. I think and I feel that, I don't know how to say it in English, contigo de mi parte, puedo con todo. You understand? I don't know how to say that in English.
Contigo de mi parte,
puedo con todo.
Puedo con todo. With you, on my behalf, I can do anything I want.
Exactly. That was exactly what Chabela tells me. And I was beginning to cry, you know, like a baby. I was like, wow, nobody in this life tells me that. Never in my life. And it's like an extra strong, you know, I don't know. I feel so proud of everything.
Cuando te hablen de amor y de ilusiones y te ofrezcan el sol y el cielo entero, si te acuerdas de mí, no me menciones porque vas a sentir. Que nunca llorará.